It's late at night, immediately after the close of our last episode, when Perry Mason re-entered the Barclay mansion, overrode the objections of Suzanne Barclay's mother and her uncle, demanded permission to question Suzanne at once. As you know, a premature and public announcement of the missing girl's return has forced Mason's hand. Suzanne's life is in immediate danger. But Suzanne is haunted by a fear more terrible than fear for her own life. And as she tries to fight down her terror, tries to force herself to go to the library where Perry Mason is waiting, Suzanne Barclay thinks,
"What am I going to do? Mr. Mason and Uncle Don are waiting for me. Why don't they leave me alone? Why? No, it's Gus who won't leave me alone. I can't forget the way Gus looked. I can't forget what he said. I've got to forget. I'll make myself forget. I'll go to them quickly. I'll tell them quickly before I can remember again."
"You'll always remember. Remember what I say. You remember as you love your mother, Suzanne. If you ever talk, if ever you reveal my name, I'll take vengeance on you and your mother. You and your mother. If you talk, it means your mother's death, you understand? You know me well enough to know nothing can stop me. If you talk, it means your mother's death. If you talk, it means your mother's death."
"It's true. Nothing can stop him. I've got to run away again. I'll go now while they're still waiting. My coat. Where did I leave my purse? I've got to hurry before they come for me. Nobody in the hall. They're in the library. I'll just go down the hall past the library door. Yes, library door's closed.
You asked her to hurry, Mr. Waller.
Oh, Mr. Mason's voice.
Yes, she'll be right down. You mind if I light a cigar, Miss Street?
Not at all,
Miss Street. She's with them.
Suzanne will be here soon, Mason. She promised.
Oh, Uncle Donald. I wish I could tell you goodbye. I'll go through the service hall, then out the back entrance. Once I'm outside, I'll do as I did before. I'll just get a taxi.
Hello, Miss Barclay. Now, don't be alarmed. I'm Lieutenant Halverson, police.
Oh, police?
We're keeping an eye on the place. I'm sorry if I startled you.
Oh, that's all right. I was just going to take a walk.
A walk?
Yes, I couldn't sleep. Isn't it all right if I go for a walk through the grounds?
Well, I hate to tell you what you can and can't do in your own house, but,
Oh, you won't let me go out?
It wouldn't be wise. You know why, because you know Gus. Your uncle and Mr. Mason are waiting in the library. I'll walk back with you. They're waiting, Miss Barclay.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
After you?
I forgot all about it. My uncle mentioned something about coming to the library, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I walked right by the library door. Silly of me, wasn't it, Lieutenant?
Halverson.
Oh, you see, I even forgot your name. You just told me what it is. Oh, aren't you going to open the library door?
Now, don't be afraid, miss. There's a nice people in there. You don't have to be afraid. Let's go in, hmm?
Hello, Uncle Donald.
Oh, Suzanne, we've been waiting. Why, you're wearing a hat and coat.
Well, I put on my hat and coat because I... you tell them, Lieutenant.
Well, Miss Barclay was going to get a breath of air before talking to you. I happened to see her on her way out.
I see.
Mason.
Yeah? Oh. All right, Halverson, thanks. Suzanne, what kept you so long? I explained. Mr. Mason wants to see you at once.
Excuse me, Mr. Wallace. Della.
Yes, Chief. Let me take your coat, dear. It's very warm in the house.
Oh, yes, it is.
There. And your hat?
Sit down here, Suzanne.
I have a better idea, Mr. Wallace. I'm going to ask Suzanne to sit by me on the couch. Will you, Sue?
Oh, yes. May I, Uncle Donald?
Why, of course, my dear, of course.
Could I have a cigarette, please, Perry?
Mm-hmm. Suzanne?
No, thank you. Thanks, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Well, Suzanne, I'm sorry that we can't let this go till morning. Did your uncle explain why we can't?
Well, Uncle Donald said that you want to ask me...
Well, when you came back today, you know, it's yesterday now, but when you came back, a woman recognized you and told a newspaper. Now, we wanted to keep your return a secret until we'd had a chance to talk and you could tell us who Gus really is, and Lieutenant Halverson here could place Gus under arrest. Unfortunately, you were seen. By now, Gus certainly knows that you have returned to your family and friends. However, it isn't too late. Now, we've learned things about Gus, even though we don't know his identity. So when you tell us...
Why do you ask me?
Why, because you know.
But even if I do, he knows I could tell you. He knows I'm back. You can't find him.
We'll get him, miss. You tell us his name and where he lives, and we'll get leads. You just tell us.
I don't know.
Suzanne.
I don't, Uncle Donald.
Are you afraid to say Suzanne?
No.
You have reason to fear him.
Now, you only hurt yourself when you don't tell us.
Help
us put him behind bars so you will be safe.
Please, Uncle Donald.
This is incredible, Suzanne. What single reason do you have for not talking?
Maybe you won't catch him.
We'll nail him.
But maybe you won't, and if you don't...
Yes? If you tell us who he is and we don't catch him...
You gain absolutely nothing by keeping silent.
No, I gain nothing.
What?
I mean, I don't know who he is.
Suzanne, Mr. Mason knows. Enough to know that you do know Gus.
Dear, it's only common sense.
Oh, wait.
Smith.
What?
That's his name. Gus Smith.
Smith, you say?
Let me write that down.
Mm-hmm. Now, where does he live, Suzanne?
What?
Where does he live?
I haven't seen him in months. I can't know where.
Well, where did he live?
Where? Oh, in an apartment. He had an apartment.
Where?
In an apartment building, actually.
Mm-hmm. Which apartment building?
Which? On Baker Street.
Where on Baker Street, Suzanne?
I don't remember exactly.
Well, just the approximate location.
I told you his name. Isn't that enough?
Well, a lot of people named Smith live on Brown Street.
Brown? Did I say Brown?
Well, don't you remember?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Lieutenant,
then pick another street and pick another name.
Lieutenant, I must
then
insist
that you... Then
you
ask him, Mr. Wallace. See if you can get a straight answer. Gus Smith on Baker Street. Why not Gus Brown on Butcher Street?
You don't believe me. You don't believe me.
Or Gus Green on Banker Street. Or why don't you tell the truth?
Oh, you don't believe anything I say.
We will when you tell the truth, Suzanne.
I told you the truth. Now leave me alone. Uncle Donald, I told him. I answered the question.
There. It's all right. It's all right.
I told him all I could tell him. I can't tell him anymore. I just can't.
You haven't told us anything, Suzanne.
I can't tell you anymore. Oh, please, Uncle Donald, Mason, stop.
Mason, I don't know what to say.
She's almost hysterical, Perry.
But I know she lied. And if you want to keep on trying...
Oh, we won't get anywhere tonight. You agree, Halverson?
I don't want to, but I guess you're right.
Maybe after she's had some time to rest and think.
Yeah, maybe.
Suzanne, try to understand now. We won't question you any more tonight.
Thank you.
Della, will you go up with me?
I'm sorry, Mason.
So am I. All right, Della, put her to bed.
Gus Jansen boasted Suzanne wouldn't reveal his identity. So far... Gus is right. And, well, by all means, hear tomorrow's important and disturbing development.